You have to make such a big hole that even Rimonim go through it. Because the Malabas even has a small hole that Zaytsev goes through it, can still hold it to collect other things in it. So it has to be such a big hole that even Rimonim go through it, that's called a broken kli, and the tumor goes off the kli. Vayta Eretz Zayt Shemin. What the Pasuk says, Zayit Aleph. On Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Eretz Shekol Shirer Kezaytsev. And Eretz Yisrael, and his Medirayso, all the Shir Matera is selling the Zayit, eating the Shir of an Aleph. For the Gemara, Kol Shir, psychobatically, you say, all the Shir Matera, Rika Hanach the Amor, we just got finished saying a lot of other Shirim. We have Shirim of Chita, Tzaira, different Shirim. What do you mean, all the Shirim are only with the Zayit? And the Gemara, El Eretz, Shirayim Shirim Kezaytsev. Role of our Shirim is telling Achila, how much do you have to eat? Whether to be Yetzim Mitzvah, whether to be over an Averis, how much of an Achila do you have to have? You have to eat the Shir of the Zayas. So Teres the Zayas, that's Rove Shirim. The Trashi, Shirayim Shirim, Achila Chelev, if you Chelev, Dam, Meister Figel. Kiddush in Rashi, Achila Dam is a Master, you told me the Vyav. And Rashi says, Dam also has been of a Shir of an Achila of a Kezayas. So I call upon him Rove, Achila is the Shir Yachid of a Kezayas. Rashi says to the Ovi Surin, who are dint to Mekayim Mitzvah Matzah, we have to eat the Shir of a Zayas, that's called an Achila. Devash, the Torah says Devash honey, it doesn't really mean honey, it means tomorrow means a date. So what's the Shir of a date? Kekoyseve Sagasa Yom Kippurim. That's the Shir how much you have to eat on Yom Kippur to be Chayav Koros. Because Yom Kippur is not enough just to eat a Kezayas, you have to eat more to be Chayav Koros in a Terasol and Yisubi Daita. Rashi Devash, Ha'omer Batarim, the Torah says Devash, Hai Devash Tomorrow, it means the date. Because service eat tomorrow, that's the date. So you see, the Lechman Yom then says that the Postig is not talking about the Chshivis of the Peris. You have no Raya, one Peri is more Choshev than the other one, that's why the Torah put in this Seder. The Torah is telling you different as Machtis, it's telling Yaloch is the Shurim. It's called the Torah Kul, the Shurim are telling the Peris about Yisrael. According to this man, the Yom, you have no right, especially a sort of a Kedima, that one Peri is more Choshev than the other Peri, go boss to the Kedima. But according to the first man, the Yom, Reb Chanan, that he says, Reb Yirmiyah, the Yom Reb Yosef, the Tengu Reb Yitzchak, call a Muktim Apostik, the Muktim Bracha, for that man, the Yom, you have a right, especially a side of Kedimus in Brachas. That according to the first man, the Yom, the Torah said the Seder of these fruits in this order to tell us the Chivas. That one is more chashev than the other one. So we're saying this tells us machlekes. If you can say there's such a machlekes in kedima and be marked them one over the other, it's only how you dash in these tzukim. So the Gemara, the Edoch, what did the other man Yama do with all these shirim? And the Gemara, hani shirim behead you mikzivri. So the man Yama says this prophet is talking about the shvach of the peris. They're telling you which peri is more chashev for kedima and brachis. So the Gemara, according to Raman Diyama, how does he know the Shirim? And for the Gemara, how many Shirim, the head you make silver, that these Shirim say the Ferish and the Ferah? Where the Torah says a Zayas, or the Torah says a Chita, the Torah means the Shir of a base on Luga. El Midrabbanan, Avad, that's only when Midrabbanan were making these Shirim. Well, cross Machta B'Yalma, when this Pasuk is only in this Machta B'Yalma, so it's going to Shreya, he holds the Pasuk, it's all about the Kedima, which Peri is more Chasha than the other Peri. Ay, Akasha, how does he know them the Shirim? But even according to the other man, the Yom, the Torah doesn't say the Ferish, what Shirim we're talking about. It just means it's an Esmachta. The Torah used these Peris, because from these Peris you can also see Shirim. But it's not sure that that's the Shirim from other places. It doesn't say the Ferish and the Torah anyway here. So I call upon him, that's the two Machlekes from before. If it passed the Machlekes, Afilu, Bishayim, Birchoseim, Shavis, it also passed the Machlekes. Or not? So tomorrow, Rav Chisda of Rav Hamnuna had a Yasve b'Sudosa. They were both sitting in the middle of the meal, they're both eating a Suda. Aisila Kamayu, in the middle of the Suda, they brought in front of them tamari or imoni. They brought in front of them figs, dates, and pomegranates they brought. In shock of Rav Hamnuna Baruch, Atam Liberation, Rav Hamnuna went and took the dates, and he made a Baruch of Baruch Reis on it first. But since they, even though it's the middle of the meal, but since these things are not boi machmas hasuda, they're like dessert, it's boi kinuach hasuda, you have to make a bracha on them even in the middle of the meal. So question, which one should make the bar parates on? He took the tzorim, he took the dates, and made a bracha on that one first. Omele Rav Chisda, loy sfira le ma'a lohod yom Rav Yosef. Don't you learn? Don't you hold like we learned before? Reb Yosef said over, "Pitein Reb Yitzchok that call Hamuktim the Posik Zer Kedem Abrocha." That the reason why the Posik said this Seder of Eretz Chit the Seder of Gesh Matamirinam, it said this Seder of Dvarim to tell me this is a Seder how to make brachas. That a Chit is more chashav than a Seder. A Seder is more chashav than a Gesh. So here you question, you have a Tamarim, which is date, and you have Remainim, the Chur Tamarim says at the end of the second Posik. So Baal says all the way at the end, the Chur Rimon should come first. So why did you make the Bar Priyates on the Tamarim on the date? You should have made the Bar Priyates on the Remainim. That comes before in the Posik. Or Malay gave Materis, no. Zeh Sheni Loretz. Because in the Posik there are two different Sukkim, and the Torah says the word Eretz in between, divides it up. So you have the first five Teres, then it starts over again. Nochmo says Zayis and Dvash. So Dvash is second to the word Oretz, the Zechamisha Loretz. Remainim is the fifth Peri from the first word of Oretz. Therefore, Tamarim is more Choshev than Remainim. Because Tamarim is second. It says Eretz Zayis, Zayis, Eretz Zayis, Shemin Dvash. So Zayis Shemin means olives, and then Dvash means Tamarim. So that's second from the Oretz. And Remainim from the first Oretz to the fifth one. So therefore, you go both of the word Oretz. So Tamarim is more choshev than Remainim, so we use right to make the Bar Priyates on the Tamarim over the Remainim. That's a Mishul Oretz. Or Malay told back to him, Man Yoiv Lo Nagru, who's going to give me Nagru the Pazal and the Shamincha? Like iron shoes, I want to ask you to listen to you, to say that you're saying very good things, like I'm a Kabbal, what you said. Said Rashi, Zeh Sheni L'Oretz, said Rashi, Eretz, Zayis, Shemin, Udvash. That's the Pasuk says. Eretz, and it says Zayis, Shemin, Alez, Udvash, which means date. The Chassid the Sefer of the Krua is Hifstik Eretz, the Pasuk, it puts in between the word Eretz, as I say them, to stop the Seder, V'choza L'Asay Zaysim U'tumarim, Chashuvim, Mitenim, Remainim. Now, since it says Zaysim first after the word Oretz, and Tamarim second, they're more Choshev than Tenim, Remainim. Shall remind Chamishi Loretz, Haksuva Bereisha Mikra, because remind is fifth from the word Oretz. Udvash Sheni Loretz, Haksuva Beseifa. Therefore, second is better than the fifth. So that he was right to make the bracha Borei Priyates on the Tamarim, on the dates, over the making on the remind of the pomegranates. The answer to that, Man Yerba Nagra Pazu, is there a Raglayim Shobazla, who gives me iron feet, means I'll run after you to say, but listen to what you're saying. You're saying very good. Right. Avada, you have a Zayas Mechita, Avada Chita comes first. Because Avada, the first postik is better. So if you have equal, one and one, Avada, the first is good. Second and second, also the first is better. Just the third, negative, 1-2, the 1-2 comes before the third. That's the third advarim, that there is a Shiva said min Shiva. Now, Allah, we pass to here, we pass like this. That if it's a question of one bracha, they're both fruits. That's a question of which pay we should make the bird play, then we hold min shiva zedif, and which min shiva, you go boss the pasik. If you have tomorrow and dates here and remind him, you go boss it tomorrow, you go boss the first one that says in the pasik, that's more chashuv to make the bird play from. But that's only where it's one bird creates. The question is which pay we should make the bracha one first, then we go boss the min shiva. But in the case we have a pre-eight and a pre-hadama, two different parents that you have to make two separate brachas anyway, then we don't hold from the chivas of min shiva. Then you go bosa chavis. If to you, you bedafka like this or swain, you want to eat the radish first, to you, you love that, you're allowed to make the burr for your dhamma that first, and then you make the burr plate on the zayis later. The dika we hold like Ula, the first shita. The dika machlekes rabbon and yud is only b'shebereseim shavis, where they're both only one bracha burr plate. And if the question, which one should it be chal on, then we go boss them in shiva. When you have two different brachas, then you don't go boss them in shiva, you go boss off the one that's more chavik to you. So more itma. Very good thing, Allah here. Itma. Hey, viyu lefnehim te'enim v'yanovim b'tei chasudah. In the middle of eating the meal, you already washed, you made a moitzi. In the middle of the meal, now they brought you tea, te'enim some figs, v'yanovim some grapes. So what's the bracha? You have to make a bracha now and not in the middle of the meal. Omer Rafuna, Tu'unim bracha lefneim. You have to make a bari priyates before you eat it, even though it's in the middle of the meal. Since it's not koyim, since we'll soon see, it's not koyim machmas apas or machmas the suda. However, the ain't tu'unim bracha lachreim. You don't have to make an aleitz or prayer test to them. This for sure benching parties. Birkas and mortem parties for this. That's the way. Pass an alochem. You have to make a bracha rishayna and not a bracha achrayna. The chay number of Nachman, Sefer Nachman says, tunim bracha lefneim. You have to make a bracha before you start eating these parrots, even though it's the middle of the meal. So you ate tunim bracha achrayna. You don't have to make a bracha after them. See Rashi? It's not coming to make the bread taste better. If it's coming just like to smear it on the bread, then it's tougher to the bread. Because the ikur is the bread and the bread pates. We're talking about here in the middle of the meal, sometimes you want to make a sweet taste in your mouth, not because you want to eat it with the bread, it's not really part of the seder. Like dessert, you want to end off with a sweet taste. The parents. Is the halacha mevorach lefneim. You have to make a bracha before you start eating it. The last tefillah minu. It's not tochel to the pot. So soon we'll see a big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The kitzur, Rashi learns the yesod alamor that bread, pot is the seder, it's always the pshat as you're making a mitzvah on the bread. Now all the food is like a tussle to the bread. It's coming to make the bread taste better. But since it's a tussle to the bread, that's why you don't have to make a bracha on the food. Let's say you're going to have some food that's not a tussle to the bread. Let's say like a cereal in the middle of the meal. If you're not eating the cereal with the bread, Rashi Shittu is you have to make a bracha on it. But lacha we don't hold like Rashi. We'll soon see lacha we hold like Tosfos. But the long this is, Rashi learns that brachas ha-maitzi, the ikur is only on the bread. The reason why on meat or on the vegetables you don't have to make a bracha is because the meat is like a puffle to the bread. It's coming to make the bread taste better. That's Rosh Hashita. If it's not coming to make the bread taste better, you would have to make a bracha. Allah will my Rosh Hashita like that. The Rosh Hashita is, our bracha ha-maiti is like a bracha on the Suda. Anything that's rogel to eat to fill you up for the Suda, when you make the maiti, that's like the svara. The bread is the most chashuv thing in the Suda. So chomu or kevei and make like one bracha on the seder. So take the most chashuv thing is the bread. You make a mitzvah on the bread. That part is anything that's void machmas a seder that's coming to fill you up. So therefore, a cereal, even though you're not eating with the bread itself, eating it by itself, you don't have to make another bracha on it because it's part of the meal. It's eating as part of the seder, and we make a mitzvah that part is no seder. A seder means things that fill you up, that's amazing you. Mashenko eating dessert that's called kibula chasuda, just to wash down at the end to leave off with a sweet taste, that's not called part of the sudam. For that you have to make a bracha. But Rashi's lashon here is not like that. Rashi's lashon is laftela minu, that you say that it has to be a tuffle to the bread. So here that these fruits are not a tuffle to the bread, because these are going to taste it, they're not coming to be mason, it's not like part of the ikur sudam, you have to make a bracha on them. So the more of Rav Sheshit, some of Rav Sheshit holds no. Tune in bracha, ben lefneim, ben lachreim. He holds the chiddush, if you eat fruit in the middle of the meal, you even have to make a bracha achrein around him. Shrashi, ben lefneim, ben lachreim, to lay potter el amidi design. Benching only potter something that's filling. So that's the whole azona sakol, that's filling you. Zani lay zayin, Rav Sheshit holds that since fruit is not something that's made and fills you up, the benching doesn't pattern. And we don't pass the Sheshit, that's the Sheshit Shita. Right, as the Sheshit Chiddush, Shein Lecha Dover, She'toyin Bracha Lefonda, there's nothing to need a bracha before it. V'yein Tuna Bracha Liachav, there's nothing to need a bracha afterward, Ela Pasta Bo V'Kisnin. Only Pasta Bo V'Kisnin is a type of cake. Cake, you don't have to make a bracha achorina. Bilvad. So tomorrow, Pligi, the Rav Chia, let's see Rashi first. Pasta Bob Kistin, Rashi also Mukhuris and Rashita here. Pasta Bob Kistin, push that's like cake. Rashi Liachar Achilo Birchas Amozis. Rashi says, even after you finish eating and you benched already. Now you take a piece of cake like. For you redeem them, they're ruggle, lovey kistin, to bring kistin to hang kaloyas. That's like dried out wheat. It's good for the heart. Kamina Biyalma. Honey kistin the maloliba. The dried out wheat is good for the heart. With it, they used to bring pas, type of a cake. Shenilushim tavlin, it was mixed up with a lot of honey with it, with tavlin, spices to it. Kain ushli shalonu. V'yei shayf meisa kiminti purim, they make them in the shape of a bird. V'ilonis like trees.
The Eichlin may hand dover muet, eat a little bit. When Mitter Shemaisnum bought Tavon Harbor, since they put a lot of spice, a lot of sugar into it, the Yagrez and Eshkedim, a lot of nuts into it, or my Cholo muet, they'll eat a little bit of it. Layatino Brocha Me Gimel. You don't even have to make an alamikiyu on it. Neither do they have the Apas Oiris. Just like we had before on bread made from rice. V'daychen, Ermin of a Perkin, but Chila Boroni Mezoinis, or a Sais Loi Klub. If you have a rice bread, on rice before we had, you make a Boroni Mezoinis to start off with. For the Bracha Chorayim is Loi Klub, means only Boroni Mezoinis. We don't have to make an Alamichya. The Rashi Shit is very shveh, it says Dingzach and Rashi. The Rashi says this type of a cake, so good you didn't have to wash because there was a lot of other ingredients into the dough, so you only made a Boroni Mezoinis. But why don't you have to make an alamichya? So Rashi says a chiddush, since he only ate a little bit of it, it wasn't so choshev, even though Abadi had a kezayis, you don't have to make an alamichya. That's the way Rashi learns. Praise the Dinsach and Rashi, and praise learns Abadi on cake that we do, and here after the Sugan, you have to make a berry in the Zedis, and you have to make an alamichya Abadi. So the Gemara is talking about in the middle of the meal. If you ate cake in the middle of the meal, there are sheshes and moidot, that you only have to make a bracha rishonim, and not a bracha chreinim. But when does Rosh Hashanah say you have to make a bracha rishon, a bracha chorein, that's only by fruit? Like Rashi says, because fruit is not nathan. Fruit doesn't fill you up. Therefore, your benching doesn't potter it. Mashaking pasta above a kistle with a type of a cake, which is filling, so there Rosh Hashanah is masking. All you have to do is just make a bracha rishon, and not a bracha chorein. But about if you eat cake after the meal, we pass my faces, you have to make a bracha rishon and a bracha chorein. So that's not a shalom. Rashi doesn't say that's the most prophet because there's Rashi is a different story, but it's like pas oiris. It's not a shalom and kezayis here. About the Yehdi, Yehdi doesn't move, but about that it was a kezayis here. Vaisa opligi de Reb Chia, versus both of them now are dinas of Reb Chia. The Yom Reb Chia, pas preteris kol mini Michael. Reb Chia holds no, when you make a mitzi on bread, it passes the whole sudor. No matter what you want to eat fruits and desserts and ice cream, pas passes it. But we don't pass like Reb Chia, Muslim see. And also the Chi also the Locha, the Yayin Poita Kol Mini Mashkim. You take Yayin, and you have any other drink in front of you, when you made the Bar Priya Gofin, that's part of all of the Mashkim. We pass like that. If you have wine in front of you, if you have wine, and you have any other drink, beer and soda, and the Shash is drinking the wine, you know you can drink the other drinks, you make a Bar Priya Gofin, and that part is all type of Shtiyah. Trashi pass Peteris, Bein Lefnei Bein Achrei. That's Reb Chi Yeshita. So we think of on the Bchir. Now, Omer Rav Papa, what's the Maskono? Hilchasa. Dvorim haboyim achmas ha-sudam. Petech ha-sudam. Things that come at the derech teat in the middle of the sudah, like priest learned, anything that's filling, like meat and vegetables, things you eat to ikra sudam. And to nebrocha la lefneim ol achreim. You don't have to make a bracha at the beginning and the end. That's what we do. We make a moitzi, and that part is everything that's a derech to come in the middle of the sudah. Vishamoy machmas ha-sudam, petech ha-sudam. That's like fruit dessert. It's not coming to fill you up. It's not matmas ha-sudah. Sudah means things that fill you up. It's only coming to kenuach ha-sudah at the end to wash down the taste, to leave you with a sweet taste. And you're eating in the middle of the meal, b'teich ha-sudah, then the lochel is tun b'rochel lefneim, like we do on dessert. You're supposed to make a bar of reyes, or whatever it is, a shakel. Make a brochel in that first. The tun b'rochel achreim, but you do not have to make a brochel achreino. For brochel achreino was semech and benching part of it. Mashenkin liachar ha-sudah, the loch of the Tais learned in liachar ha-sudah in the Gemara's time, after they finished the whole sudah, they used to take away the table, and something like a Viennese table. They used to bring a whole new table in to sit down, a new type of an eating now. So the old table they would take away before they benched, and they go to a new table there and start eating over there. So in such a case like that, it's two nebrocha, brain lefnei and bein lachrein. You have to make a brocha both at the beginning and both at the end. And since you took away the whole first table of Ganri, so the zifts are first to the ended. So it's a new eating right now, you have to make a bracha rishon, a bracha achorena. The locha is brought down, we don't have this Indian today. The only time will be shaykh is maybe by a chasna, we have a Viennese table. But there's still a little chilat. Because the Gemara's time is, they used to take the whole table out of here away, and bring a whole new table in. So that the old sudah ended. Today though, we never take away our table. Even if we bring in dessert and more peris and more peris, the table is still here. So even by reading the table, when you go to eat over there, the mikvah you're supposed to do is take it back to the table and finish eating here. So you're supposed to go back to bench by the original table. So it's not so posh that we have that halacha today. But the most time is they took away the whole table and made the sudah ended.
So in this case, you have to make bracha, bracha Rishayna, and a bracha Achrayna. I just told you over the law, because there we hold. And let's see Rashi. Rashi Shita is different. Rashi learns like this. Dvorim ha-boyim achmet asuda. Rashi learns, things that are coming achmet asuda, once Rashi Shita, lil fois dem es apas. Only if it's coming, like you said, Rashi Shita is, they only put it, if it's a puffle to the bread. It has to be coming to make the bread taste good. As you're eating your meat with the bread, eating your vegetables with the bread, then ain't turning a bracha. Why? The every lot failed. Because all this food then is a topple to the bread. Hukach, cold meat is a drashi, then mazon, whether it's a filling thing, then teres, shevil lifton, if it's coming to make the bread taste good, ain't by bracha or a part of a achra. Don't have to make a bracha at the beginning or a bracha at the end, because you say this, it's a topple to the bread. You bring something, even in the middle of the meal, but it's not machma tasudu. What does that mean? Rashi Shitom? Kegoin. Daisa. You bring cereal in the middle of the meal with Rashi. V'chein krub. You take a cabbage. V'tradim beets. Sheinim listem. It's not coming to make the bread taste better. Or boyim l'mozul l'saydra. It's coming to fill you up and make you feel happy. Halt Rashi. Tuna bracha l'fneim. You have to make a bracha l'shayna. You eat cereal in the middle of the meal. According to Rashi, you have to make a bracha l'shayna. Why? The last failure in it. As we said before, Rashi's Yisraeli, if you make a mitzi on bread, the bracha is only on the bread. And it only parts the things that topple to the bread. But if you're eating cereal not with the bread, it's not topple to the bread, you have to make a new bracha on it. The last fail on inu. V'yeinu b'chal lechem, not b'chal the bread. The nift of the bracha for mitzi, to say you could be potter with the bracha for mitzi. That's Rashi's Yisraeli. But learn the achrayim, Rashi, why the meaning was inu, since it's something that fills you up. Or brechas a mazon petrosit. Since you bench anything that's filling, benching potters you. Now Rashi learns the vorm or gil over achas suda, that means we're going teres. Fruits. No, there's nothing to do with filling you up. It's just a sweet taste. It is afilu avim b'techas suda. When Rashi afilu you eat the teres in the middle of your suda, shalai machmas lifton, it's not coming to make the bread taste better. And then tuna bracha bein lifneim, why the last failing in you? This dessert, the teres, is not coming to make the bread taste better. Therefore, you have to make a bracha rishonah with Rashi Shita. And here, like Rashi Chiddush, bein lachleim, the ein bracha amozayin, poch rosam lab mazayin inu. The chud is like Roshesh's Rashi Tassim, that since it's not something that's filling, benching doesn't potter it. So, according to Rashi, if you eat apples in the middle of the Sudan, you have to make a bracha rishonah and a bracha achreina. This is out Rashi Shita. Well, Alochu, we have Paschal Elai Taisis, let's look and taste inside, at the end of the taste of the Ilkasor. And it says here, Al-Kain Pirish Reed. Near the end of the place of Ilkasor, our came to the street like this. Dvorim aboyim machmas asud. What does that mean? It says asud the klima. Harigilim lovei machmas asud mapas. Anything that's usually eaten in the middle of a meal when you eat bread. Shirigilim lochim mapas. So going bosser, the dog, and the whole mini kadeira. Vevim batech asuda. And it's drawn in the middle of the meal. Even though it's not with the bread, mamish, not the svara, it's coming to make the bread taste better. It's a svara, it's something eating in the middle of the suda. It's a intuna bracha lefem rachleim. Afilu achlam b'lay suda. Bifnei atzlam b'lay pas. Even eating it now without the bread. That's what we hold. If you eat your chicken without the bread, you don't have to make a bracha on the chicken. The achivam de mishum pas hain boyim. Since we're saying the ikku of the suda is the bread. So anything eating in the middle of the suda is hapas petros and the pas papazit. But things you don't have that's not rug with the kum in the middle of the suda, which means things that's not filling, could go into more reminder like Paris, the Shako Paris and give them little voice them as the path, the Khalsa Delta come to eat with the path with the suda, then to the Brachal of Nayim, the Chivon, the Lavni Shum, Nistan Oslim, and the path Patrosim. Find the Krab Nachman. That's what we're asking. But how will you say it is that anything that's wrong with the kum in the middle of the suda, that's filling, we say the bracha on the path, pot is the whole suda. You don't have to make a bracha with shana bracha achreinim. Just desserts, that since that's not something that's filling, that's only commonly chinua chasuda, it's only come to make it taste better, then the bracha is you have to make a bracha with shana, but not a bracha achreinim. Elamaisa, there is a machlekes achreinim, someone has said that today. Since everybody's rug and eating desserts, so dessert is ready called machmas asud ready. It's a shteiger for all sudis to have desserts, to have your kaput.
Mem aleph on the base, five lines down from the bottom, that says, tune in, shalu es benzoima. The Yes Ben Zoyim were like this. Mifnema or Mawar, was it said that Dvorma Boyimach Mesasud, the things that you eat because of the meal, Betech Asud in the middle of the meal, and it's in a bracha. You don't have to make a special bracha. Like on the main course of the meal, if you washed first, you do not have to make a bracha. Learn Lifnei Bol Lachrayim. Not a bracha Rishon, not a bracha Achrayno. Is Omelem, so he answered back and said, Herla Pas Petrosim, that's a locha that pas, bread, a pat is it. So he asked back, Yachiv, so, Yainan Meniftar a pas.
You have to come, Frikir Hasuda, not Likinua Hasuda. For the Gemara Yachiv, have a Zoy, Yainami, Niftar a pas. How come there's a locha that if you drink wine in the middle of the meal, the Suda, you have to make a bar for your goffin? Even though you made a moitzi at the beginning, the halacha is, if you drink wine, you have to make a bracha bar for your goffin. Is a kasha, how come the bread doesn't pat to the yayin? That's a kasha. The yachi yayin namen niftarei pas. This is part of Tosfos kashas on Rashi. Where Rashi learned shita was, what does pas pater? Only things that comes mamish lunch from bas a pas, heat with the bread itself. So says the kasha, wine, you don't eat wine with the bread. Some start with most kashas when you dip the bread into the wine. Pasha the Mor is asking, in the middle of the Suda, you take a drink of yayin, you shouldn't have to make a bracha. This is Tosfos also, right, the Tosfos that Dvorim HaMachmas HaSuda doesn't mean it's coming mamish to make the bread taste good. That anything that's usual eating or drinking in the middle of the Suda, the pat is it. So the kasher is, how come the halacha, if you drink wine in the middle of the Suda, you have to make a bracha on yayin? Why is yayin different than any other meat or the soup that you have in the middle of the meal? After the Gemara, Shani Yayin.